So North Preston's Future Community Organization Society received some funding through Canada's Community Revitalization Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization and the funding that you've received?
Okay. Well, I'm Miranda Kane, and I'm the founder and CEO of North Preston's Future. We requested the funding moving back here from living away for many, many years. I noticed that there wasn't much movement, much growth in our community. So I'm like, our kids are not going to want to be able to stay here. So I thought to make up an organization called Preston's Future, which our main mission is to try to keep the generational history still going, to encourage our youth to stay in the community, give them some fun things to do and things like that.
And can you tell us how much you've received?
We received $121,000, along with, thankfully, Black Business Initiative. They felt, they believed in what we were doing as well. And so they also gave $20,000 of cash and then $40,000 of in-kind for any additional things that we may need, workshop trainings and things of that such to help with the growth.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new Afrocentric Hub? So what kind of programs and initiatives will be available there?
Okay, so it's a big dream, very small, little, quaint, little community, little hub spot, but it's a start. So, you know, it's better to start small and have something successful than to go large and not have it happen at all. So it's going to serve many different purposes. It's going to be an Afrocentric place for you. You come into North Preston and you want to have a little bit of history about what we're going on, what's here. We're going to have that office space there for that.
How will the $121,000 be spent?
Pretty much it's the Afrocentric Center that we're talking about, where it's going to allow visitors to come into our community and to get a little bit of history on what we are. We're not a museum by any means, but it also will be like a community social spot. We don't really have places where we can gather, so it's going to have picnic tables there where you can come out if you descendants of North Preston, but your family has passed on or your home's not there anymore. This is a place where you can come and feel at home and feel comfortable to know that this belongs to you. A space for our kids. We're going to have a little ice cream stand there where they can come and purchase ice cream, candies. There's no convenience at all in our community. If our kids wanted to go anywhere, they have to travel so far. So this is just a start. Hopefully we'll be able to start adding in playgrounds and things of that sort so that we can be proud to be from where we are.
And how long has North Preston Future Community Society been operating for? Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yeah, so in 2015, I was a one-man band. I was just so floored with not seeing much movement in our communities, in our community. And the organization, it spun off because of the North Preston's Finest, the NPF, and where I know and my community knows that we're not what they portrayed us to be in the media. So I put a spin on it and I called it North Preston's Future versus North Preston's Finest. And it's working. So if you go to Google today or tomorrow, you'll probably see North Preston's Future there more so than NPF, North Preston's Finest.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, so moving back here, there's North Preston's Finest. They plagued North Preston as a group of gangs that did prostitution and drug dealings, and they called it NPF. We from North Preston, we knew that this wasn't true. So I'm not part of a gang. I've never sold drugs. I've never prostitute. But I do consider myself one of North Preston's Finest. So does my mom. So does my pastor. So we needed to change that narrative of how society looked at our community. So I kept the NPF, and instead of calling it North Preston's Finest, I called it North Preston's Future. So that's what that was. Positive side. So one of the other things that this money did was help us to put a new community sign in our community. Ours was very old, and this new sign makes us proud to be where we're from and proud to be back in our community. So the whole thing is for us. So everything that our organization is doing is for us, by us, and for us to be more proud of who we are.
And when will the new Afrocentric Hub be ready?
Spring 2023, hopefully. Just everything's so backed up since COVID and everyone's trying to get back and fix things up. We're trying to move as fast as we can, but I'd rather go slow and steady and do something successful than to do quick and fast and have it crumble.
And are there any upcoming events or initiatives that you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
We will be hosting February 18th to the 20th. We're going to be doing a self-empowerment for our African Nova Scotian youth here summit. That's the only next thing that we really have on our agenda that's really big.